We're speaking with Mercer County High School head football coach Tanner Matlick. Hot off the presses, the IHSA announcing the district scheduling bylaw amendment proposal is defeated. Tanner Matlick, what does that mean to you?
You know, it's exciting news in the sense that we're still locked into the track schedule that we had anticipated for 2024 and for the foreseeable future. I know there's a lot of hype surrounding that schedule for us with Rockridge, Orion, Sherrard, some of the old Olympic Conference opponents. So, yeah, excited that we get to stay at home in the track and don't have to worry about modified schedules for 2024 and try to refocus on who we might be playing that upcoming season. So, yeah, in my opinion, it's great news for the Mercer County football program.
And was that really, I think, you know, some of the things I heard from coaches around the state is that, one, there's always going to be an issue with conference affiliation just because of enrollment issues, geography, that type of stuff. I don't think that's ever going to end. But what I heard about one of the concerns kind of going into the vote was, well, what is district scheduling going to look like? We've seen, you know, basically the one kind of model from a newspaper reporter, Steve Soucy, who does a pretty good job of covering it, but it's not the official, you know, what does the district schedule look like? What do you think that was one of the big issues, not really knowing what the thing was going to look like?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially from my end, and our athletic director's perspective, we didn't get a good, and nobody across the state got a good idea of what district they would be playing in, where the lines would be drawn. One of the big restraints we had was it sounded like our junior varsity football program would be basically scheduling its own games outside of our district. So, yeah, there was a few red flags with the proposal, one being there was just a kind of a lack of detail on where the lines would be drawn and who would be in what districts. And so, yeah, it was just I don't think we had enough information to feel really confident about voting at yes. And you kind of saw that across the state. And when you talk to a lot of the coaches in the area, I think that was the same sentiment that they were feeling as well.
And then I think the one interesting thing that would have occurred then is if it would have been adopted, then waiting for the schedule to come out and say what district we are in, because we're talking here on December 19th. And, you know, when you really think about it, you know, there's only, you're talking about maybe what, 8 months to kind of get a schedule together for everyone in the whole state of Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the big challenges that the IHSA faced in getting this passed is there was a lot of coaches, obviously, myself included, that have already started the preparation, and a lot of athletic directors that have started preparation for the 2024 fall sports season, one of those main sports being football. So, yeah, there was just a lot of unknowns going into the proposal, and yeah, it would have been very challenging to pivot to a new district and get all of that planned, especially from our administration's perspective. So I think, yeah, that's definitely one of the reasons why it didn't pass.
All right. Anything else you can think of that I didn't ask you that you need to mention about this?
No, I don't think so. I talked to our athletic director briefly about it. We were kind of on the same page all the way through. And my message to him was, look, I'll row the boat whatever direction you think we need to vote this thing. And my job is to focus on getting our football team and our kids prepared to compete in 2024. So whoever the schedule would have been, my job was to get us ready for 2024. And I'm excited to be in track still and that we have a solid schedule for the upcoming season.